often think about, talk about bad people. Bad people. You know, there are no bad people. What there are people. Inflicted with the inner disease of delusion, pushing them to do bad things. If those delusions were removed through their training, they'd become patient, loving, compassionate, kind, wise. But hatred views people as intrinsically bad. But there's no such thing as an intrinsically bad person. Uncontrolled desire, also known as desirous attachment, sees its object of desire as intrinsically good and as a true source of happiness. Food, for example. We say comfort food. Comfort food. I think all of us have the experience of turning to comfort food. Let's just say chocolate or a huge tub of ice cream. Why does ice cream, especially in the United States, I've never seen such huge tubs of ice cream. Why? Because it's a comfort food. Therefore, the more you eat it, the more comfortable you become. No. You know what happens. The more we indulge in comfort food, the more suffering we experience, because the object of our desire isn't a true cause of happiness. That happiness changes into pain. So our deluded mind projects onto objects all kinds of pleasurable qualities onto its objects of desire and relates to them as if it really did possess these qualities. So there's so much to learn, but just briefly, we need to do three things. We need to identify our delusions. These become our jobs. They go alongside our professions. These are our inner jobs. Such important mental jobs. We're working for world peace. We're working for our own and others' happiness. We're working for our own permanent freedom from suffering and the permanent freedom from suffering of others. So what are these jobs? To identify our delusions, identify our bad habits of mind. So I've mentioned anger, hatred, many different forms of anger, from mild impatience and irritation through to hatred and rage. We need to learn about them in our own mind. Also our uncontrolled desire, thinking, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that. So much discontent coming from thinking, I need this to be happy, I need that to be happy. What we need is we need peace of mind. Then we'll be happy whatever our circumstances may be. And the root delusion from which all our delusions is coming is called ignorance, specifically self-grasping ignorance. Believing that the things that we see appearing as independent from our mind actually exist in the way that they appear. This is very deep, but this self-grasping ignorance is giving rise to all our other bad habits of mind. So if we want to really destroy our delusions, we have to destroy self-grasping ignorance with the tool of wisdom. So we need to learn to identify our delusions. We need to recognize that the main cause of our problems and suffering is our delusions. And we need to engage in special practices that are methods for destroying, overcoming our delusions. So very briefly, to identify delusions, we need to know what they are. So delusion is defined as a mental factor, or we can say part of the mind, that arises from inappropriate attention and mechs the mind on peaceful and uncontrolled. So it has three parts. Delusions are mental factors. This is such good news. It means they're parts of the mind. They're temporary. They arise like clouds in the sky. So if our mind is like a clear blue sky, our delusions are like clouds. They're temporary. They can be eliminated permanently. Like I said, they're bad habits. So it's such good news to know delusions are mental factors. They're parts of the mind. They are not the mind itself. So they can be completely removed. Then we experience permanent inner peace, pure and everlasting happiness, and can help others do the same. So delusions are part of the mind. They arise from inappropriate attention. So this means meaningless attention. Focusing our attention in a meaningless way that creates anger, uncontrolled desire, strong self-grasping, strong selfishness to arise in our mind. So delusions have a cause, inappropriate attention. When we know that, we can stop them arising through stopping inappropriate attention, changing the way we're focusing and what we're focusing on. So we try always to focus on meaningful objects, objects that give rise to peace and happiness. When we familiarize ourselves with focusing on meaningful objects, this is called meditation.